I'm Marco Werman. You're with The World. Before we all began focusing on the migrant caravans heading north from Central America, many of the headlines were about migrants getting detained at the border. But after detention, how do they make ends meet until they can get a hearing? A group of school students from San Antonio is trying to make that post-detention life a little easier. They're collecting blankets for immigrant families. We called up two of the students on FaceTime so they could tell us about what they've done. Sixth graders Misael Solis and Emma Garrido. They attend the Advanced Learning Academy in San Antonio. Hello, Misael and Emma.
Hi.
Hi.
It's Marco here. Very nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too.
So what a thoughtful way to help these people out. How did this all happen?
Well, our teacher, Ms. Hudson, noticed this over the summer that families were being detained and separated at the border, and we wanted to find a way to help these families.
And so we partnered with an immigration organization called Raices, and it's starting to get colder here. So we thought that a blanket drive would be a good idea, because when they get out of the detention centers, they just have like little sweatshirts or something like that.
Yeah. How many blankets were you able to collect, and who from the community donated?
This is Misael. We have received almost 200 blankets, and we have delivered 72. But we are receiving donations from all over our community, and even a lady from Pennsylvania who saw our story online and wanted to help. And so she sent in almost like 20 blankets.
Wow, that's fantastic. So you're getting support from really all over the country.
Yes.
Tell me about handing the blankets out. You go to the bus station in San Antonio, is that right?
We give them to the Raices people, and they deliver them to these families that are just arriving from the detention centers.
So you've been down to the bus station?
I have, yes.
Yeah.
It's really comforting to be able to have something to wrap around you after going through these experiences.
When you see pictures of migrants walking to the U.S. or you hear stories about them wanting to find peace and safety and jobs in America, what crosses your mind? What do you think about?
This is Misael, and I just think it's really important to help these people because they're just trying to have a better life and help their families. And so we need to welcome that because they're escaping these violent situations and they're not all horrible people.
This is Emma. A lot of times people tend to focus on the people in our country and homeless people. I mean, they definitely do matter, but we have to understand that immigrants are people too and that they still need the same resources that we do.
So, Misael and Emma, do you have any classmates who came to the United States, like some of these migrants, you know, on foot with little money in their pocket? And did you talk to them about this project and how do they feel about it?
This is Misael, and they just thought it was good to be helping out.
This is Emma, and they also shared stories of their parents being deported.
From what I heard, Misael, this is not the first time you've worked with Raices. Can you tell me about something you did in second grade?
Yes, in second grade, one of my father's friends was working for Raices, and so they were making an animated video based on the drawings of these children who's being raided by ICE. And so I volunteered to do the voiceover for these videos, and it was very eye-opening because this was the first time I had heard of this happening, and it inspired me to help these people.
You know, one thing I've learned talking with both of you is that we here in the U.S. are very lucky to be born where we're born. And you seem to have figured out that it's really important to help out people who are not lucky. So thanks both of you for what you're doing. And Emma, thank you for your time. Misael, thanks for your time. I guess it's time to go back to class.
Thank you for wanting to interview us.